"She shouldn't be moved," said Magrat briskly.
"They've put their mark on her," said Granny. "You sure you know how to deal with it?"
"I do know it's quite a nasty wound," said Magrat briskly.
"I ain't exactly thinking about the wound," said Granny. "She's been touched by them, is what I mean.
I'm sure I know how to deal with a sick person," said Magrat, "and I'm not totally stupid, you know."
"She's not to be left alone," Granny persisted.
"There'll be plenty of people around," said Verence. "The guests start arriving tomorrow."
"Being alone isn't the same as not having other people around," said Granny.
"This is a castle, Granny."
"Right, well, we won't keep you then," said Granny. "Come, Githa."
Nanny Og helped herself to an elderly lamb chop from under one of the silver covers and waved it vaguely at the royal pair.
"Have fun," she said, "in so far as that's possible."
"Githa!"
"Coming!"
Elves are wonderful. They provoke wonder. Elves are marvellous. They cause marvels. Elves are fantastic. They create fantasies. Elves are glamorous. They project glamour. Elves are enchanting. They weave enchantment. Elves are terrific. They beget terror. The thing about words is that meanings can twist just like a snake, and if you want to find snakes, look for them behind words that have changed their meaning. No one ever said, "Elves are nice." Elves are bad.
"Well, that's it," said Nanny Og, as the witches walked out over the castle's drawbridge. "Well done, Esme."
"It ain't over," said Granny Weatherwax.
"You said yourself they can't get through now. No one else round here is going to try any magic at the stones, that's sure enough."
"Yes, but it'll be circle time for another day or so yet. Anything could happen."
"That dear Amanda girl's out of it, and you've put the wind up the others," said Nanny Og, tossing the lamb bone into the dry moat. "Ain't no one else going to call them, I know that."
"There's still the one in the dungeon."
"You want to get rid of it?" said Nanny. "I'll send our Sean to King Ironfounderson up at Copperhead, if you like. Or I could hop on the old broomstick myself and go and drop the word to the Mountain King. The dwarves and trolls will take it off our hands like a shot, no more problem."
Granny ignored this.
"There's something else," she said, "something we haven't thought of. She'll still be looking for a way."
They'd reached the town square now. She surveyed it. Of course, Verence was king, and that was right and proper, and this was his kingdom, and that was right and proper too. But in a deeper sense, the kingdom belonged to her, and to Githa Og, of course. Verence's writ only ran to the doings of mankind. Even the dwarfs and trolls didn't acknowledge him as king, although they were very polite about it. But when it came to the trees and the rocks and the soil, Granny Weatherwax saw it as hers. She was sensitive to its moods. It was still being watched. She could sense the watchfulness. Sufficiently close examination changes the thing being observed, and what was being observed was the whole country. The whole country was under attack, and here she was, her mind unravelling.
"Funny thing," said Nanny Og to no one in particular, "while I was sitting up there at the dancers this morning, I thought, funny thing."
"What are you going on about now?"
"I remember when I was young there was a girl like dear Amanda, bad-tempered and impatient and talented, and a real pain in the bum to the old witches. Dunno if you happen to remember her by any chance."
They passed Jason's forge, which rang to the sound of his hammer.
"I never forget her," said Granny quietly.
"Funny how things go round in circles."
"No, they don't," said Granny Weatherwax firmly. "I wasn't like her. You know what the old witches round here were like, set in their ways, no more than a bunch of old wart charmers. And I wasn't rude to them. I was just firm, forthright. I stood up for myself. Part of being a witch is standing up for yourself. You're grinning."
"Just wind, I promise."
"It's completely different with her. No one's ever been able to say I wasn't open to new ideas."
"Well, known for being open to new ideas, you are," said Nanny Og. "I'm always saying that. Esme Weatherwax, she's always open to new ideas."
"Right."
Granny Weatherwax looked up at the forested hills around the town and frowned.
"The thing is," she said, "girls these days don't know how to think with a clear mind. You've got to think clearly and not be distracted. That's Magrat for you, always being distracted. It gets in the way of doing the..."